Media, an advice podcast on relationships for gamers and non-gamers alike. This is a special edition to welcome the listeners of the amazing and informative show, The Instance. A big squee for Scott Johnston and Randy Jordan, the delicious hosts of that show, and to the Frog Pants Network in general. Thank you guys so much for the shout-out this week. I'm really tickled to be mentioned. I travel to Virginia a lot, and when I'm in the car, I like to listen to you guys and keep up on the current World of Warcraft happenings. Randy, I'm really sad you're going to be leaving soon. I'm going to miss your wide range of laughs, you know. There's like this whole Randy laugh language I was just beginning to be able to translate, and now you're leaving and I'm going to have to start over with someone else. But when you catch that golden blizzard ring, I know how it is. I understand, I really do, but you will be missed. And Scott, you have such an amazing voice. I really enjoy listening to you say just about anything, and you actually make me comfortable when an amazing player like yourself has trouble remembering the difference between Tol'vir and Tol'Barad, because it has taken me forever to get all the acronyms for this expansion. Yes, I'm sitting here in trade chat typing 347 ASS Rogue LFG for BH after win in TB. I mean, really? So how many dungeons can we have that start with black? Blackwing Lair, Blackrock Depths, Upper Blackrock Spire, Blackwing Descent. It gets overwhelming. I'm way to get your money out of that mountain blizzard. Anyway, back to the point. I really enjoyed last week's show and hearing about your favorite instances. I think for me, as far as appearance goes, it would definitely be Vortex Pinnacle. It has such a different look from all these fiery underground rock lava dungeons like Grimbatol or Stonecore. It's not as fun as a Dead Mines or anything, and I run it so often I do groan a bit when it comes up, but it's visually stunning, like this WoW version of an Angel City. I have the same response to Throne of Tides, too. I usually think, ooh, water effects, and then I say, oh, Naga. By the way, Halls of Origination and Stonecore are the last heroics I have left to complete, and that's only because I'd have to find this hefty bribe to make our guild tanks take me there. There's a lot of hate in our guild for Stonecore, and I get that. That first worm boss is a pain when he dives underground and throws you up in the air, and the others don't get much better. Generally, even though there's this cry of outrage at Ghostcrawler's last letter, I'm not really finding dungeons to be as impossible as the general QQing seems to indicate. Again, I'm a 347 item level assassination rogue, so I don't think I'm vastly overgeared or anything. But mostly running in guild and using Vent does help a lot with that difficulty. I don't think I'd want to be a lone player, just taking the random chance that my group would be competent. And I adore the skinning in Grimbatol. I love that my Finkel Skinner is finally useful. I laugh in glee as I skin that 350 General Umbrus, knowing I will finally beat out that Warden Gildy, who's usually faster than me, this one time. I also like that I'm now useful as a rogue again. CC is back, baby. And I'm not just a replaceable DPS machine. The skill's back in the game, and the coordination. And this makes me really happy. I don't know, I guess I'm just enjoying the expansion a lot. I'm also excited for this 4.06 patch, so I can sell all the archaeology junk I've been hoarding. People are complaining a lot about this random number generator, and not getting useful items from this profession. But hey, you're talking to the person who's run Strath 150 times and still not gotten the Baron's Charger. I've run ZG, Magistrate's Terrace constantly, and I still have nothing to show for it, so I completely understand the bane of the number generator. I almost cried when they shut down Zul'Gurub. I had such fond memories of all the gear I've gotten in there. I was very sad. I'm not sure this complaint, though, is any different than the Mount Wine that people have, and I don't have a lot of sympathy for that. By the way, I was very irritated to finally get the Headless Horseman's Halloween mount. It's the only rare mount I've ever gotten, and then Blizzard made that drop rate so common that everyone seems to have it now. They ruined my specialness. I guess I'm just a monogamous WoW player, and that I don't have any alts above level 60, and I'm really just dedicated to and in love with the Rogue class. I've been playing it since Vanilla, I skipped over Burning Crusade and came back in the middle of Lich King and onward, and I'm still not tired of the class. There's so much to learn and tweak, and it never gets boring. I might take some time off here and there to play Rifts, but I know WoW will always draw me back in the end. It's an amazing game overall, and I'm still learning new things about it and the other classes that I don't play from your podcast. Keep up the amazing work, guys. Rock on. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to visit my Facebook page, The Gray Area, for this week's discussion on the evolution of gaming. I would love to hear from you. If you have any gray areas in your WoW relationships or you need a new perspective, please email me at JenesseeGray@yahoo.com. Come visit me on the Gray Area Facebook page and click the like button, won't you? See you next week with a new episode.